Hi guys, good evening to all. So I'm adding a new chapter and new topic in my series of environment and ecology. So let's start. Today we are going to learn about the vertebrates. Usually the vertebrates belongs to the phylum Chordata. And the vertebrates are the organisms which have a well-defined backbone and the spinal cord. So let's learn about some vertebrates. First are the fishes. The fishes are basically cold-blooded animals. They respire through gills and the fishes lay eggs. Next is amphibians. The amphibians are the organisms that can live in water as well as on land. The amphibians lay eggs and the amphibians are also the cold-blooded animals. Next is about the reptiles. Next is to learn about the reptiles. The reptiles are cold-blooded animals. They have scales on their body and they have the rough skin. They also lay eggs. Next is about the aves. The aves are commonly known as birds. The birds are basically warm-blooded animals and they have the hollow bones that helps them to fly easily. Next is about the mammals. Mammals are the warm-blooded organisms that have hairs on their body. They reproduce instead of laying eggs. I hope the vertebrates are clear to you. So let's move to a new topic. Our new topic is Red Data book. You must all be aware about this book. This book is being published by IUCN, International Union of Conservation of Nature, in 1966, which was based in Morges and Switzerland. The Red Data book consists of all the species of plants and animals which are threatened or which are in danger. Usually it consists of three pages: red, pink and green. Red means which are endangered species, pink means which are critically endangered species, and green means which are recovering. So it is evaluated after every 5 years. So what is the criteria about the reduction in population size, reduction in population density, quantitative analysis, and facing an extremely high risk of extinction? They are classified into the endangered, vulnerable, near threatened, least concerned, data deficient, and not evaluated. So I hope this Red Data book is clear to you. And we'll start tomorrow with a new topic. And for now, it is all. And see you soon. Bye-bye. Take care.